You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
We're talking RNIB's See Work Differently placement program today. This program offers placements across RNIB teams and gives people with sight loss the chance to gain real work experience with supportive employers and move closer to the jobs and futures they want. We're joined now by Anita Marshall from the Legal Rights Service team at RNIB, as well as Hannah Barrett, who is doing her placement as an admin assistant within Anita's team. It is lovely speaking with you both today.
Hello, Paulina. Thank you.
Hi, Paulina.
Well, Hannah, we'll start with you. Why did you decide to apply?
I lost my job in December last year, looking for some more employment and something that was flexible to work around with my children, and it just seemed like a good fit for me. I have sight loss myself, so I just sort of thought it'd be a good place to start with sort of getting back into employment, sort of something to keep my CV rolling over while I look for maybe a more permanent job. I have lots of admin experience, so it seemed like a good fit for me.
And how have you found the role so far? Was it exactly what you expected? Have you learned some new things that you feel like you can really take forward?
Yeah, definitely learning new things, new databases to use. I've learned a lot of using Microsoft Teams. I sort of haven't used it in the capacity that the RNIB use it. So it's been so great to be part of such a nice team and a great organisation, really. In my previous employment, having sight loss, I've sort of been kind of a minority. So to be a part of an organisation that sort of champions employing people with sight loss, with that comes a bit more patience. You know, people have that understanding. Even just the font on the emails, it just makes you feel, you know, I guess accepted. And I feel like I haven't had that before. And that's really great. And just to find out more about the kind of sight loss world as well, I think it's easy to forget like the support that's available, you know, just with kind of speaking with IT and training, keyboard shortcuts, and you know, how to optimize the magnifier. They've all been really helpful for me, and that's something, you know, I'll be able to take into kind of future roles, you know, just to make working life easier. So I think it's not just about the work, it's those kind of tips and skills that you can pick up because you've got that experience from other people with sight loss who can kind of pass on their experience, pass on their expertise. So I found that really invaluable.
That's amazing to hear how supported everyone's kind of ready to make reasonable adjustments and it doesn't feel like it's a big issue.
Definitely. I really kind of completely agree with that. Like normally in my work, I've sort of had to adjust to what's already there and to try and kind of use a magnifier function on old systems. You know, trying to magnify the whole screen with a little box at the top is really tricky. And in that instance, it makes life a lot easier. Don't feel like you're having to adjust yourself to them. You know, you feel kind of accepted, and it has really been a big help for me.
And Anita, I would love to learn a little bit about what was it about Hannah's application that really impressed you and made it possible for Hannah to join your team?
When I read Hannah's application, it was clear she had a lot of experience and skills. And in her previous role, she worked with people. She was a professional. She had a professional qualification. I could tell from that she would have sort of excellent organisational and time management skills, and obviously would have to be personable and open. And when I met Hannah at the interview, it came across exactly as I thought it would, having read her application and her CV. She interviewed so well and was really delighted that somebody with those skills and experience had applied and would be able to come and work with us for 10 weeks in the admin role. Because we don't have an administrator in our team, and we will do things ourselves. So it's been such a positive experience for myself and all of the team to have Hannah to support us with those admin tasks. And Hannah has helped us a lot with projects and tasks that we may not have time to do in our day-to-day role, as we're busy with our casework and all the other things. So where things that we might push down the list, Hannah has really helped us to do those, and to make the team work better.
It sounds a little bit like Hannah was just a perfect puzzle piece that you didn't realize you were missing.
Yes, absolutely. I would completely agree with that.
Hannah, did you find it quite easy to fit in with the team? Because I guess it can be a bit daunting when you join a team that's been working a while together.
Yeah, I think initially it was maybe a bit daunting, but they've all been so welcoming. I think especially being sort of a remote worker, it can feel like that, but I feel like I haven't felt that's been the case the more I've gone on and sort of spoken with members of the team sort of individually as well. You know, it's just been really great to kind of support the team and you know, do what I can do to help them. You know, like Anita said, you know, some of the tasks that they just don't have the time for, so it's been really rewarding to have that part to play and to help the team going forward.
And Anita, what would you like to say to any employers out there that perhaps don't always consider someone who is blind or partially sighted? What do you think they are missing by not considering these applicants?
They're missing out on that huge range of experience and skills that people who are blind and partially sighted can offer. Don't think it's negative to employ somebody with a disability or with a vision impairment. Look at the positives and what they can offer and what they can bring to you. And we see Hannah and what she can do and what she brings to us. We don't think about the reasonable adjustments as a negative. They're there to support Hannah in her role, and it's not a barrier at all to employing somebody who with a vision impairment or with a disability. So I would say, look at the person and their skills and experience and what they can offer first.
And Hannah, as someone who is going through, I guess, this process of potentially looking for a new job after being let go last year, what would you like employers out there to consider?
Like Anita said, it's not letting that be a barrier. You know, it's kind of accepting that, yes, that person might need reasonable adjustments, but actually they have skills and expertise to offer. It shouldn't be a negative. Yes, there might be reasonable adjustments, but you can kind of help support that person to develop more, you know, to be able to work as well. You know, that's a big thing for some people, you know, financially, but also, I guess, self-esteem, confidence, you know, all those factors, especially for someone who might have just lost their vision. I've always had vision loss, so it's something that I've sort of adjusted to throughout my life, but some people might not have that. And actually, you know, helping them to continue with their life and their working life as well, you know, that can have a big impact, but it doesn't have to be like a hindrance for that work environment. It could be a real benefit to them.
And it's providing that extra sense of stability for someone who's perhaps life's been shaken up.
Definitely, yeah. It's that structure in life as well. And I think especially nowadays, you know, work environments are so geared up for that sort of emotional well-being and mental health, you know, that can have a big boost for someone as well.
Well, Hannah, Anita, it's been so lovely speaking with you today on RNAB Connect Radio. Thank you so much for making time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.